Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A 3-foot Thai style sandwich for your Super Bowl party.
So a 3-foot sandwich, depending on how hungry you are and how many other Super Bowl snacks are at your gathering, could safely feed 8 to 10 people.
Additional suggestions for your Super Bowl spread. Plus, while you're at the supermarket this weekend, don't forget that it's also Valentine's Day on Monday.
So we know oysters, salmon, avocado, olives, artichoke, chocolate, saffron, historically or metaphysically been known to work on us aphrodisiastic wise.
Recipes and more coming up in this week's podcast.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Kalaya in South Philadelphia, award-winning, James Beard award-winning Kalaya. And Kalaya for the Super Bowl is doing a collaboration with Chef Jeff McConnell, and he is offering a special banh mi sandwich. So, Jeff, why don't you tell us a little bit about this collaboration and about this particular sandwich?
Sure. So this is actually the second year that we're doing the 3-foot banh mis. It came about last year, one night, real late at night. I had the idea of doing these because obviously during the pandemic, restaurants have had to shift and try to market themselves in different ways. So I had the idea of doing the 3-foot banh mi. I texted Nook about it at like 12:30 at night. And the next day when I came into Kalaya, there was a 3-foot roll for me waiting, ready to go, courtesy of Amoroso Baking. So we did it last year. It was very successful. So I want to do it this year again. I didn't really think about doing it till a couple weeks ago. And what's been interesting is that Nook's been in Thailand this whole time. So we've put this all together between Amoroso, Kalaya, and me. A lot of 12-hour difference phone calls, you know. One phone call, I have to take it at 4 in the morning. The next phone call, she has to take it in 4 in the morning. But it worked out very, very well. We're very excited for it this year. So there's two options for the banh mis this year. We are bringing back the muhong banh mi, which is a Thai-style pulled pork. Muhong actually is served in the restaurant in a different way. It's a braised pork belly stew. So there's a lot of allspice, coriander, sugarcane. It's very sweet. It's very savory, very rich. So we take that meat and we shred it up, and then it gets a bunch of Thai herbs, shredded carrot, cucumber, jalapeno, and long hot and basil, which is sort of becoming the Thai trademark garnish, is the long hot and basil. You see it on the curries, you see it on a lot of the other dishes. This year we also have a completely vegan option. So it is it's 1.5 feet. It's coriander smoked sweet potatoes, aquafaba vegan curry mayo. So we take the water from a can of chickpeas and you cook it down, and then you can use it much like you would use egg whites in an emulsion to make mayos. And then we mix that with the Kalaya curry paste, and then that has the same vegetables on it. So you're getting the cucumber, the jalapeno, the long hot, the Thai basil, and the cilantro.
So how many people can a 3-foot sandwich feed and a 1.5-foot sandwich feed?
Sure. So a 3-foot sandwich, depending on how hungry you are and how many other Super Bowl snacks are at your gathering, could safely feed 8 to 10 people. So at the end of the day, it's close to probably 10 pounds for each sandwich. So, and a pound for a sandwich is pretty, I mean, if you go to Cat's Deli and you get a pastrami sandwich there, that's probably around a pound of meat. So you're getting a lot of sandwich that you can share with a lot of people in a fun way.
How do you like fit that in your car? Like, what's 3 feet?
Luckily, Amoroso's is very awesome with this, and they provide all the bread in these very nice boxes. So we make the sandwiches, put them in the box. It's all wrapped up, easily portable for you. You can carry it under your arm. You can carry it on your shoulders, however you want. You can bench press it like I did in the picture.
All right, let's put this in perspective. When you go to the grocery store and you see the handmade Italian rolls, how big is that?
The handmade Italian rolls, I'd probably say around 1 foot to 1.5 foot, but they're significantly thinner. So the rolls that we have for this...
Like out of the basket, you know?
Yeah, the rolls we have for this are much wider, so they can hold much more. I mean, there needs to be some structural integrity if we're putting 5.5 to 6 pounds of pulled pork onto the sandwich itself, just to start.
Right. Is it a messy sandwich, or is the bread substantial enough?
The bread is substantial enough. It actually holds everything together really nicely. It's a nice delivery system for all those wonderful Thai kalaya flavors that everyone loves so much.
So it's a sandwich of Thai flavors.
It's a sandwich of Thai flavors, yes.
Okay, so you go into the Super Bowl party. Now, first of all, how do you anticipate the Super Bowl to be this year? Big parties? Are people like over coronavirus, or is it small gatherings, outdoor, inside? What do you think?
And
that determines how you're going to feed people, right?
Exactly. So I think that, one, it depends on the weather. Well, I think it's really down to what you're personally comfortable with and what you're willing to put yourself, what situations you're willing to put yourself into it. So I think we'll see a little bit of both, some smaller, more conservative parties, and then other people will gather for it.
And so what should people be feeding their friends and family?
For the Super Bowl. All right. So for me, ideal Super Bowl party, you have to have a big sheet tray of nachos. I love nachos. Making them on a sheet tray is the easiest way to do it. Points if you go ahead and you braise some pork or chicken that you can shred and put on it. It's got to have the sour cream, beans, cilantro, pickled jalapenos, cheese mix. Colby cheese is what I like. The orange and the white shredded cheese, or I think they sell it in stores as a nacho cheese blend even. So a big old plate of nachos.
So you're putting the hot stuff and you're like sticking it in the oven and then you're topping it with the cold stuff.
The cold stuff and the herbs, yes.
Like the sour cream.
So then you get textural difference, you get flavor difference, you get temperature difference. It's a lot just in one bite from a nacho. It's really good.
So to recap, your ultimate nacho cheese plate includes
ultimate nacho cheese plate, tortillas that preferably I've fried myself, pork on my nachos, braised. Good way to do that is just a pork shoulder, chop it up into cubes, you put it in a big pot with some beef stock and then a can of adobo peppers and sauce, and that's going to give that real nice chipotle flavor to it. Cover it, cook it down on your stovetop, or cover it and put it in the oven at like 275 degrees for like 3 to 4 hours, and then you'll just be able to shred it right up. So nachos, then you have to kind of set your nachos with some cheese first. So lay them out on the sheet tray, sprinkle cheese, pop it under your broiler for a couple seconds to get that cheese melted. That holds kind of your structure into place of your nachos. Then you top it with your shredded pork or your chicken or whatever meat you want to have. Then you got to have sour cream, pickled jalapenos or fresh jalapenos. I prefer pickled jalapenos in my nachos because I like that vinegar hit, kind of cuts through the richness of everything else going on. Definitely have to have cilantro, refried beans. Verdict is still out for me on olives on nachos. Sometimes I like them, sometimes I don't. I think if I'm making nachos, I'm going to try to do a more traditional style of nacho and omit the olives. And I like to put a slice breakfast radishes very thinly on my nachos as well. It looks great and also provides like a nice sharp flavor to cut through everything else.
Is there a way to present them nicely, or do you just put them out on the pan?
I think the pan, like the beauty of the pan is that it leads for a nice presentation.
Or it invites you to get messy.
Exactly. No holds bar. There's nothing in your way. You see a pan, you're going to reach in with your hand. You don't want to go with a fork or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it allows you to spread out the nachos more, so you have better surface area, so you can have more even dispersion of toppings on your nachos.
Very nice. All right, what else you got for the Super Bowl party? So nachos in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Or the sandwich.
I think the sandwich has to be the centerpiece. I mean, it's a showstopper.
Right.
So, but maybe right next to the sandwich in the middle, you have your big half sheet tray or full sheet tray of nachos. You definitely have to have guacamole, queso, which is really easy to make. People like queso.
How do you make it?
So queso,
which is cheese.
It's cheese dip. I start mine with like a simple roux. So just a little bit of butter and flour. You get that cooking in a saucepan, and then you stream in some milk or cream. Then I like to add some minced garlic. Mince it fine enough so it breaks down into the queso. Chopped red onions, chopped red and green bell peppers, chopped jalapenos, and then the body of the queso, you could do anything from Velveeta. I like to use Cooper Sharp, so I use an American cheese. So after you have your roux working, you can just start adding cheese to it, and then you kind of get your consistency that you want with milk or cream. So you
it's like
want
a fondue.
It basically is fondue. Queso is basically Mexican or Tex-Mex fondue. It's exactly what it is.
Interesting. All right, what else is it? What are you dipping? What are you using to dip?
What am I using to dip? I personally like Tostitos scoops because you get the most dip and they don't break a lot. I feel like most times I get a big party size bag of tortilla chips, 1/3 into the bag, and I'm just getting like edges and little bits and little pieces of it instead of nice. You got to kind of search through the bag to find a good dipping chip. So I like Tostitos scoops.
So, because it's about the dip, right? Like, you don't want to like be rude and go in with a spoon. You needed to take
you
a chip,
exactly.
But you don't really like the chip better. You like the dip better.
The chip is a means to an ends, and the ends being your mouthful of delicious dip.
Right.
Which, again, back to nachos, is why nachos are so good, because they kind of merge those two worlds of the dipping chip and the dip itself.
Yes.
So what else do we got for the Super Bowl? Hummus is another good one. If you want a light, hummus is another easy thing to make. You can make in your own house if you have a food processor, a can of chickpeas and tahina. If you're using canned chickpeas, I would say one hack I like to do with canned chickpeas, because it's often seen as faux pas to use canned chickpeas, is cook them down further. Like, so put them in a pan and cook them down for like another hour or 2 hours until they're softer. That will yield you a creamier, better texture of your hummus.
And you is that the secret to a creamy hummus, the soft chickpeas?
The soft chickpeas is the secret to a creamy hummus. So ideally you're starting with dried chickpeas and soaking them overnight with baking soda, so that actually breaks down the skins, and that's how you get that really smooth Mike Solomonoff-esque hummus that he's so well known for.
Right.
So, and that you could have to have your veggies, your crudite, your carrots and celery, which are kind of the go-to dipping vegetables for the Super Bowl. Some people do cauliflower, some people do red bell pepper, green bell peppers. Another fun thing you could do for the Super Bowl, because we are in Philly, which is the city of cheesesteaks, would be either cheesesteak egg rolls or cheesesteak borek, which is really fun. Both of them are just cooked cheesesteak and cheese that you put in either egg roll wrapper and fry, or if you're not comfortable frying, you can put it in phyllo dough and fold it into a triangle and then bake that in your oven, and then you'll have a nice like crispy crunchy filled with cheesesteak, and there you can dip them in ketchup or whatever you want.
So we're all coming to your house.
I don't think I'm not going to be at my house. I'm going to be here at Kalaya selling the sandwiches,
the bomb sandwich, right?
Which also happens to be my birthday. But
happy Super Bowl birthday!
It's going to be a fun one.
So we're on our own. We got to like rewind and go back and listen to these recipes and do it on our own now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to send you a document with all these recipes in them.
Yes, please do. Yes.
So hopefully I'll be sticking some candles in one of the big banh mi's for my birthday, and that's how I'll celebrate.
Happy birthday. Yes. Now, the next day after Super Bowl is Valentine's Day.
I know. It's a whirlwind week for food holidays.
So are we repurposing some of the food, or are we going to the grocery store and just thinking ahead?
I think a little bit of both. So if you took your giant banh mi or whatever hoagie you have. There's a lot of people doing hoagies, whether they're 2 feet or 3 feet or normal size. But if you're thinking ahead, if you cut the ends of the hoagie diagonally, you could put them together the next day and make a hoagie heart with the nubs of the hoagie.
Okay.
So
right.
Maybe that could be a very Philadelphia way to show that you care. But while you're in the supermarket shopping for your Super Bowl party, you could keep your eyes out for some food aphrodisiacs. So we know oysters, salmon, avocado, olives, artichoke, chocolate, saffron are all great things that have historically or metaphysically been known to work on us aphrodisiastic wise.
As a chef, have you seen this? Have you experienced this? Or just cooked for people?
Well, I don't know if it's as a chef or the fact that I was born before Valentine's Day.
Right,
so
right.
I might just be very sensitive to that. But I do love a good plate of oysters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
These are all, you know, I also noticed that all the aphrodisiac foods you mentioned, oysters, salmon, avocado, they're all healthy foods.
So that scientifically is why a lot of these foods are aphrodisiacs, is because they actually help give you good vitamins and minerals and other processes of your body. So they are actually they serve scientific purposes in your body that help make you feel better or could put you more in the mood. Can I say that on this?
Right. I mean, it's a podcast. Give you energy,
exactly.
For physical activity.
Exactly. Whatever you need for Valentine's Day. So while you're shopping, look out for those things. There's a lot of different ones depending on your diet or dietary restrictions or just what you like to eat.
And chocolate is it healthy?
Chocolate's healthy. I think a lot of the darker chocolates have a lot of antioxidants and everything in them that are very good for you. A lot of good fats in chocolate too, I believe. So desserts for Valentine's Day. Ideally, you want to keep it lighter. I know I don't want to feel too full after Valentine's Day. I think the focus should be on the food and the flavors, which is kind of a dichotomy when you think about the Super Bowl the day before, because that's really about stuffing your face and eating a lot of rich, heavy foods. Valentine's Day should be more delicate, a lot of flavor, diverse foods.
I gotta say, when I was younger and I used to love to go out clubbing with my girlfriends, right? We discovered that we couldn't go out to dinner and go out dancing. We had to like either do something light and go out or not at all and go out, or just have a dinner and that's your night.
Yeah, because I've definitely had some dinners like that where I don't want to do anything. Although we just had a dinner at Andiario in Westchester, which is phenomenal Italian food. And I don't know if it was because of the dinner, but I ended up racing someone in the street, a 40-yard dash after the dinner. So I wish I lost. I want that
for my Valentine's Day dinner. Yeah, whatever you have.
Roland Boy beat me, so I wish that I would have eaten lighter so I could have performed better.
Right.
So yeah, but back to Valentine's Day, I think for dessert, you want something light. So like traditionally, I think of like souffles or pavlova, creme brulee, cheesecake, or even just like chocolate-covered strawberries.
Right. Oh, the fruit.
The fruit, exactly.
This is because they're healthy, a little bit healthier foods and lighter, maybe.
Yeah. Fish, a lot of like amino acids, a lot of like essential oils, stuff that's good for your body processes.
We should really be eating like this all the time, right?
We should. We should. We had to make a holiday to do it.
Okay, well, make some time for your loved one. Make some time for your friends and family that love sports. Yeah. It's a great weekend, right? Leading into Monday.
It's a great weekend. It's perfect, like, pick-me-up weekend for the winter, although it's been pretty temperate so far. It is nice to have a nice holiday to celebrate both your friends and the people you love.
And Jeff's birthday.
And my birthday, yes.
All right, so Jeff, you're doing a collaboration with Kalaya, but you're not like a full-time employee here. This is not like all the things that you're talking about. It's not all Kalaya. Tell us where people can find you.
People can find me, first of all, at ChefXJeff on Instagram. If you want to, it's the best resource to follow me. I cook a lot of fun stuff all the time. You can stay up to date on my latest collabs and pop-ups. So at ChefXJeff.
You do a lot of collabs and pop-ups.
I do a lot of collabs and pop-ups. It's actually something that I have, I always really wanted to do going into this industry, and fate would have it that I was linked up with Nook early pandemic. She gave me a home to cook at, and she definitely helped me build that model that I want to do. So I have so much to thank her for just helping me do pop-ups and plan them. And then I was planning her pop-ups and helping her with them. So I really got good firsthand experience through her to do exactly what I want. And I'll be forever grateful for her.
You're also at Abe Fisher?
I am at Abe Fisher. If you're looking to stay home for Valentine's Day, we're doing Valentine's Day takeout packages. You get really nice Montreal smoked short rib, which Abe Fisher is known for, some matzo ball soup, a really, really nice Caesar salad, and a dessert is a really fun etrog creme brulee. Etrog is a Israeli citrus. It's a lemon. It's more lemony than lemon. It also has almost like a pine-like note to it that's really, really nice. It comes through really, really well in the brulee. It's a perfect way to end that dessert.
What do you like to eat on Valentine's Day? Okay, so we know that on Super Bowl you like the nachos, right?
For Valentine's Day, I'll be eating the choice bits and scraps that us chefs eat when we're cooking for people.
You're going to be putting the ends together and making the heart shape.
Out of short rib. No.
I love me, right?
For Valentine's Day, I will probably come home and eat some pizza Lunchables and drink some very expensive wine with my girlfriend.
Nice.
After cooking for the past 2 days.
That sounds good, though. Little nice wine after a long day.
Yeah, I think that's all I need.
Chef Jeff, Chef X Jeff. Jeff McConnell, working on the banh mi sandwich with some tips for your Super Bowl party and for Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, happy Super Bowl, and happy birthday, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Hadas.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.